Welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, where we share knowledge, philosophies, wisdom, and insight to help you on your journey in both sport and life. Introducing your host, Rob Riles.
Hello, and welcome to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast. Welcome along. It's Rob Riles welcoming you warmly to another program. As I often say, thank you for your time and attention. If attention is the most valuable thing in the world, then I thank you greatly for yours and for you giving your time to the Leader, Manager, Coach podcast, which I hope will help you on your journey. So, what do I want to talk about this week? Well, I'm going to talk about a number of aspects and aspects of learning that have come to me in the past few weeks. I often make notes of these things. They come to me and I kind of think that would be something I need to talk about. They often relate to things that happen to me in my working life, whether that's with players, clients, or family, and or maybe from reading. I often get things from reading, so, and I like to share them. So here we go. Now, as many of you know, and from a previous podcast, I will have said to you that amongst my own personal heroes, and I join a throng of millions when I say this, was the great Muhammad Ali, voted as the sportsman of the century, the greatest of all time, in my opinion, the greatest heavyweight champion there's ever been. Debatable, of course, but that's what makes sport so phenomenally beautiful. And one of the things I just want to bring out in this week's podcast is how close you are to what it is you want. Now, it appears that Ali, initially anyway, was terrified of flying. So much so that he essentially refused for a while to fly, and that jeopardized his early career. And he was struggling to overcome that fear. But eventually, obviously, as the story goes, he did overcome that fear, flew, went to the Olympics, became Olympic champion, then became professional, world champion, and so on. What would have happened if Ali had let that fear get the better of him and he had not flown? Maybe he wouldn't have competed. Maybe he would have been dismissed and the whole of his life would have been different. You and I have the same experience in our own life. We are all one decision away from something. We go down this path, it changes our whole life completely. And sometimes we get bound up and wound up and stressed, and for understandable reasons, about decisions. Oh, I've got a major decision to make. And look, if we're talking about such things as surgery or committing our life to a certain person or switching off a life support machine or things like that, yes, they can be considered obviously as major decisions. But do I go to this meeting or do I apply for that job or do I go out tonight or do I do an extra half hour or do I quit and rest are all relatively minor decisions in the whole, in the big picture. Yet they can all have consequences that lead us down paths that take us to what it is we want. And sometimes you have to take stock and take a look that those decisions, even the little ones, to do that extra half hour when you don't feel like it, to go out and meet somebody when you've committed to meet them but you don't actually feel like doing it now, or you agree to something and then when the time comes you start to worry about it and you feel concerned. Your infinite potential, and this is the point I want to make, your infinite potential lies on the other side of that decision? Because if you say no, or I'm not doing it, I am not facing my fear, which is the thing I really wanted to get to. It's about facing your fear, which is why I started off with the discussion about Muhammad Ali and his flying fear. You then stay in a certain sphere of experience. You make that commitment, feel the fear and do it anyway. You then take yourself up on that helix into the next evolution, where your fears will be different. They will still exist, but they will be different. And you will go on to ever, ever, ever more demanding fears. That is the evolution, the helical process of evolving life. So your infinite potential lies on the other side of a decision. And it doesn't have to be a major decision. It can be a minor one. But if it makes you scared, it's probably worth considering. The other thing, the next thing I want to just talk about is comparison. One of the things I have consistently at the moment in my daily life, almost anyway, are conversations with individuals who are on a journey, who are trying to achieve something, who almost to a man, a woman, a person, are blighted by comparison. Somebody said this, somebody else said that, they said this, they're doing this, but poor old little me, I'm here doing nothing. I'm struggling, I'm bottom of the pile, it's not happening for me, it's so tough. And you know what? Most of the things that they think are fabricated, are not true, are made up, are hearsay, and are irrelevant. Why? Because in reality, the only thing we should be comparing ourselves with is ourselves yesterday. If I want to know how well I'm doing, yes, if I'm going for a job and there are other candidates and some people are more appropriately qualified, then there is a comparison going on. But in our everyday lives, in terms of evolution and progress, we should focus on me yesterday versus me today. Have I improved? Have I made a micro change? Have I done one thing? Have I read my 3 pages of a book? Have I made that phone call? Have I gone to bed? Have I eaten what I said I was going to eat? And have I done what it is I said I was going to do? Compared to yesterday, have I moved on? A little tiny baby step. That is the question. And always remember, it's better late than never. Things take 10 times as long as we think they will. We always underestimate the time and the effort that things will take. Better late than never. Don't give up because you have only got 3/4 of the way through what it is that you are going to do today. It's meant to be challenging. It's meant to be difficult. That is what it is. Easy, comfortable. That's not for this type of journey and for the type of person that's listening to this podcast. Don't wish for things to be easy. Wish to be stronger. And I suffer with this myself. I get frustrated with other people about little things. They're late. They don't do the little things that they should. The basics. They let other people down. They make mistakes. They're not diligent. They show what I consider to be laziness. And it eats me up at times. We have to let these things go.
Are you struggling to find that extra edge to help you stand out above the crowd? Separating yourself from the rest is often about personal leadership. Achieve your true potential and become who you really can be. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course is a unique membership accessing the knowledge and wisdom from history's greats that will help you develop both personally and professionally to make you truly stand out. The Leader Manager Coach Pro Course. Access now at patreon.com. Leader Manager Coach.
We have to love them for who they are and what they are. They're doing their best, which ain't good at times. But at the time, in their own murky little world, it's the best that they can do. And we only see the tip of the iceberg. People are going to let you down. People are going to stamp on your toes. People are going to be rude to you. They're going to cut you up in traffic. They're going to act selfishly because they are thinking much more about themselves than anybody else. And it is going to impact you. Does that mean you should lie down and let people walk over you? No. But realize there are things you can control and things you can't. And the wisdom of knowing the difference between the two is absolutely freeing. But every single day you are going to have people who may be rude to you, don't give you the service you think you should get, let you down, don't turn up. But that is life. We can either get on with it, move on, concentrate on ourselves, make the best of it we can, understand the difference between the things we can control and the things we cannot, and move on. Otherwise, we spend ourselves in a cycle of condemning, criticizing, and complaining, and eventually become a clod of little complaints about everybody else, and it's everybody else's fault, while the world moves on and we could have achieved so much more. And sometimes on that achievement thing, when we've only done what seems to be a little bit, the car's broken down, we didn't get there, we didn't have that meeting, it was cancelled. Oh, another day wasted. Maybe not. Live in day tight compartments, one day at a time. Do your very best for that day. Eat, sleep, rest, recover, and go again. Even if you don't feel you can. Take a break. Yes, have a day off. Yes, relax. Yes, recover. But live one day at a time and do what you can on that day and let go of all the other things. Focus on what's in front of you, the next step. It's magical what that can achieve for you. And that leads us on to persistence and determination. Make sure you are in the arena where you are filled with meaning for what it is you are doing. You need to have a life of meaning if it is to have any longevity and you are to feel any kind of reason to be. We're taught we have to be happy and we search for happiness. I've said it before, I've lent it from other people. Happiness isn't parties, stickers, candy floss, sweets, chocolate, beer, and anything else, particularly, in my humble little opinion. Happiness is that dopamine type of thing that goes on in your body when you know you're on the right track, when you're hitting those little things, you're proud of yourself for doing something, maybe small. You love your little baby, your grandmother, your parents. You help somebody. You write a good article. You have a great chat with somebody. You put on a great session. You work hard in the game. You're an example. You make progress. You know you are doing something meaningful. Find meaning in your life. It doesn't have to be sexy. It doesn't have to be all singing, all dancing. Other people don't need to know about it. It's irrelevant. It's about you and your gut, your solar plexus, you and you, you and God, you and the spirit that runs the universe, Allah, whatever it is for you. That is what it's about. You have to find that meaning, because it sustains you when things get tough. And as Jordan Peterson reminds us all the time, things will get tough. Going through it is a million times different than talking about it. But it's the people who have that meaning that get through. And when you do achieve something and something goes your way and you are blessed with a result and maybe some compliment or an award. Beware of the ultimate sin of pride. I'm not sure about all this pride stuff that's going on now. I'm sure pride is a good thing. Beware of self-glorification, thinking you're amazing, done well, everything's going swimmingly, money's flowing in, got a great job, I'm young, I'm fit, I've got my energy, aren't I great? Watch out. Watch out. I've been there. Ego, selfish, wrapped up, too busy. Oh, that's for everybody else. I have no problems. Beware of pride. Low resolution thinking you know everything about everything. Things don't bother you. Adopt humility. You know nothing. Be the student. You know nothing because you don't in relative terms. Adopt humility. Otherwise, I assure you, you will be humiliated. Humility, not humiliation. And it's something we need to come back to every single day. We shower every day. We wash every day. We sleep every day, hopefully. We eat every day. Because if we don't, we will suffer and we will die. We have to come back to that state of mind of that innocence and that humility and that gratitude. And we have to renew that every day. Whether that's in silence, whether it's in meditation, whether that's in prayer, whether it's in quiet, whatever it is for you in your practice, it needs a connection and it needs a renewal and it needs a touchstone every single day. You have a relationship of any meaning and don't tell the other person that you respect them, you love them, you care for them, and they mean something to you in whatever way, verbal or non-verbal. And it will not be the best relationship, but you add to that, you feed it, it will grow and become strong and sustain you. Please excuse the machinery outside the window. Yeah, so come back to it every single day. It fits in nicely with that daily, day-tight compartment that Dale Carnegie talked about in his beautiful, beautiful legendary book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So there we go. Hope it hasn't sounded too much of a lecture, because it ain't meant to be one. Just some learning points from my little old life on a leading, managing and coaching journey that might help. I hope it does. I hope you're on your own journey. You're fighting dragons and you're making progress. You certainly will be. Thanks for listening. Catch you later. Bye-bye.